We are Sam and Parker, and welcome to the Get Us Out of Retail podcast. Today, we told retail stories, and this was such a good time to film. I really hope you enjoy.
Website, and so I'm trying to go based on the story description, and I'm in the back, and I'm looking through, like, all the bikes, because the bike guy was there, like, building bikes. Mm-hmm. He said he didn't have it, and I was like, okay. So, I was like, oh, wait a minute, there's the bikes hanging up. So I lowered it. I had somebody from electronics help me figure out how to lower it. And we were looking at it, and I was like, oh my god, it's the bike. Mm-hmm. So I went from my big, tall buddies, and he's trying to help me get it down. Yeah. I was friends with a lot of really big people, and I was like, please help me get this down. I'm tiny. Please. And we're like halfway getting it down, and the bike guy comes around the corner, and he's like, oh, you guys can't sell those. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, it's the ones that are, like, missing pieces, or, like, the wheels are bent or something. And I was like, oh, no. Because they were already waiting for, like, 25 minutes, and I knew they were getting pissy about
That's
it.
That's terrifying.
And so I was like, and I went out, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I have the bike, because it said it was in stock. And yeah. I was like, we have it, but I can't sell it. And she's like, what do you mean? And I was like, it's broken. And I was like, is there any other one I can look for you? And she's like, well, not really. I wanted that bike. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't even think they'll send me more until they send those ones back. And I think they said it, like, takes a couple months. Like, I don't really know what I can do.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, well, do you have any type of this kind of bike? I'm saying, I don't know what that means. So I'm in the back room Googling types of bikes.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what pictures of them look like. And I'm trying to go through, because she's like, oh, my husband can build it for me if you have some that aren't built.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, trying to go through, and I finally find one.
Yeah.
In the back corner. And you know what's in front of this box?
What?
Like, an entire half warehouse of made bikes.
Oh, my God.
So I have to not only pull this bike out on top of, like, all these other bikes. I have to carry it and weasel my way around all these other bikes. That's just to get to this lady for her to tell me that's not the one she wants.
Of course.
So I take it back, and this time I took my phone and I took a picture of, like, the whole wall.
Yeah.
And, like, I took different pictures, and so I started scrolling through and just showing her and her husband.
Yeah.
And they finally found one that was, like, on the first row. They're like, it's fine, I guess. It's not what we wanted. And I was like, okay, let's go. I'm trying to get them out of there, because yeah. I've been over an hour at that point, and I had shit to do.
Yeah.
So I finally got them their bike, but it was so bad.
The thing that, like, baffles me about customers is just the unwilling for compromise.
Yep.
Like, I'm like, hey, we don't have this. And they're like, what am I supposed to do now? I'm like, I don't know. You're an adult. Make a decision. Right? Like, what?
Go somewhere else?
Yeah.
Look online? I don't know.
Yeah, entirely baffle me. Like, that's what killed me when I was a team lead, because people wanted to do this price match stuff. Oh. And they're like, it's cheaper at this place. I'm like, cool. Go there. Fantastic. Like, I'm glad we settled this.
I know. I never understood that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, like, one of those things.
Like, if it was somewhere we couldn't price match with, I'm like, hey, we can't price match that, sorry. And they're like, what? And
what
I'm like,
mean?
Just go there. Like, yeah. What?
Especially if it's a store we actually have in town. Like, I've seen it where like, we didn't have the store in town. I was like, oh, okay, I get that then.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it's,
like, it's, like, down the street. Yeah. They're like, how am I supposed to get back there? Like, what?
Like, did you not drive here?
Yeah.
I mean, even if you took the bus, I'm sure the bus can take you.
Yeah, like, what? I think that they need to have, like, a sign at every retail place that says the customer is always wrong, because we did, like, the customer is always right for too many years. Like, yes. It's been too much. We need to reverse it for a few years.
No, my favorite one is when the customers are like, you're wrong about, like, something you have.
Yeah.
They're like, do you have any eggs? And I'm like, actually, no, you don't. I'm like, you're lying. They're in the back.
They think that we're just, like, conspiring against them, and we actually have everything on earth in the back, and we're just like, no, I don't like you, so I'm not gonna get it.
We just have a whole separate store in the back.
Yeah.
You know,
like, we just have everything on earth.
I like to make the joke that we're just magicians, and we just have an entire set of, like, magic spells and stuff to make things in the back.
Yeah.
So we can just pull it out of our ass, I guess. I don't know.
Of course, yeah.
That's how it works. Crazy, dude. Fucking hate retail.
Yeah, it's absolutely the worst. Like, I feel like America specifically, I know it's bad everywhere, but, like, it's so bad, and it's just, like, these minimum wage workers just getting the life, like, cussed out of them and beat out of them. Like, are you kidding me?
By very entitled Americans.
Yeah, like, I don't get it with the entitlement. Like, I think that's the worst part about working retail is the entitlement.
Everybody just always feels like they're fucking royalty, and they can get whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. And they don't see, like, the workers as, like, human. Like, I remember the lady I had around Christmas that was, like, we had, like, these folded, like, pants that had, like, the cardboard, like, wrapping around them.
Ugh,
you know, So she's like standing there, like in front of me, ripping it open, okay? Like multiple packages. And she's like, you don't have anything else to do anyway. I'm like, why would you say that to me? Like, you don't know my life. Like, yeah, right? What?
This obviously, like, I really think that these, like, older customers think we just stand around on our phones.
Yeah.
And ignore it. Like, yeah, maybe a couple people do, but a lot of us work our ass off.
Yeah.
And you doing all the shit you're doing is just taking time out of the people who actually work. It's not affecting the people you're mad at.
Exactly.
That's what makes me so mad.
Yeah.
Today, we thought it'd be really funny to talk about the shitty world of retail. Mm-hmm. And all the garbage that retail employees go through. And you may be thinking, man, retail employees just complain a lot. Well, you don't know until you've experienced it.
Yeah.
It's fucking awful.
I think everyone should experience it at least once. Yes. Just so they know.
I wholeheartedly believe in the system that everybody should do a retail job and everybody should do a food job.
Yeah.
And then do whatever the hell you want to do in your life. And yeah. That way, you aren't an asshole and aren't the kind of people we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
So, we both have been working in retail for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. I think you've been working in retail longer than I have.
I've been working retail since I was 16, and I'm now 20.
Yeah, you definitely know. I think I'm just, like, a year behind you.
Okay.
Because I did fast food for a little bit.
Yeah.
But definitely, retail is fucking shit. And yeah. We have some stories to tell. So, let's start it off. One time, so my store, we're not going to name stores, decided to do a remodel, as a lot of big chain stores do. And the whole thing, I think they just decided to be cheap about it and just, like, ripped up the flooring we had and just, like, sanded down what was underneath of it, which was basically just nasty, ugly concrete, okay? And I was in the shoe department just casually doing my thing, you know, putting away my shoes. And this lady just comes over to me and just starts screaming. And anybody who knows me, I'm very much deer in the headlights. I am the slowest person alive. And every time customers yell at me, I have no clue what's happening for the first, like, 45 seconds. But it was this little old lady, and she almost hits me with her cart, and she starts going off about the flooring. And she's talking about how ugly it is, and how it's disgusting, and how I need to put her groceries away because she's never going to shop there again. Because, like, she's like, the floor just looks dirty. Like, it looks like I'm shopping at a place full of dirt, and it's disgusting, and you guys need to clean more. And I was like, ma'am, it's just our new flooring. I apologize if you're uncomfortable, but it's just the new floor. She's like, no, it's not. You guys are just absolutely disgusting. I was just going on this whole spiel. Like, I can just, like, redo the flooring. Yeah. Like, I'm just gonna be like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. Let me roll this red carpet for you.
I feel like she just, like, chose an employee, and you were just the unlucky employee, and she's like, I'm gonna start beef with this employee right now.
You know, I feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why. Like, some people tell me it's just because I have a friendly face. Like, at my store, like, I'd actually engage with customers when I first started working there.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I don't care. I hate my job.
Yeah.
I think the next one is probably my favorite story. I think it's pretty good. Once again, I was in the shoe department, as I did for years, and I was running freight, and I had a big pallet of shoes, and I'm tiny, so I'm on top of the pallet, like, and there's tons of boxes. Like, I'm talking, this pallet was stacked way unsafely, like, towering over everybody, and I'm surrounded by them. Like, I built myself a little corner in this pallet, and I see this man out of my peripheral, and I was like, okay, what's this man want? And he comes over to me, and I don't even know what happened. He just, like, he got really aggressive for absolutely no reason.
As they do, yeah.
This is right when the pandemic happened, and I have a lot of health issues, especially involving my lungs. So I obviously had a mask on, as I really did before the pandemic. I wore masks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this man comes up to me and just starts screaming at me about how this is, like, all part of the liberals' plan. I was going off, and he just starts throwing money at me. Like, he just has, like, fucking dollar bills and shit, and just throwing it down on my boxes. And I'm just looking at this man going, what the fuck does the money have to do with it? And I'm trying to explain it. I was like, sir, I just got enforced that we all have to wear it. It's not even my choice. I would have worn it even if it wasn't required, because that's just my personal opinion. And I was like, I'm sorry, you know, if you don't like it, you can go to another fucking store. I don't care.
Yeah.
But everybody else has to wear them too, so yeah. I guess shop online. And my managers are walking up, like, one of them's asset protection and one of them's our manager. And he sees me, and he was one of my favorite managers, and he's giving, like, a thumbs up or down and, like, mouthing, like, are you good? Because he could see this man getting more and more aggressive. And my eyes are, like, saucers. And I'm looking at him just very slowly shaking my head. And the guy, like, whips around and sees him and starts backing away. And he's calling me, like, a bunch of slurs and stuff.
Oh, my God.
He's like, you're not even one that has to worry about it. People like me have to worry about this. And he's like, starts yelling at me in Spanish. Like, it was like a whole thing.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know what's going on. I'm so sorry. You're so mad at me. And he's like scooping his money back up. Like, he wouldn't even let me keep the money. I was like, come on, man. I don't get paid enough for this. And my, like, asset protection, like, comes walking over and was, like, trying to escort him out. Mm-hmm. And he just, like, left all his stuff on the ground. And he's like, fuck this place. And, like, walked out. He's like, fuck you. And I was like, I didn't do anything. Like, I'm just in tears, like, with holding a thing of shoes. And I was trying to back my way around the boxes in case he tried to lunge at me.
Yeah.
Because, like, those boxes are heavy. I could have definitely knocked one in front of him and slowed him down. Like, I was ready to run.
Yeah.
I was absolutely terrified out of my mind. I'll never understand that.
Yeah. That's, like, one of those crazy Karen videos that I, like, watch.
Yeah.
That's, like, a straight out one.
That's what you think it would be, but no, it was just this random man.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, even a Karen. Like, if you had this haircut and everything, I would be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have to deal with you, but I was like, what the fuck do I do with this man? He definitely could beat the shit out of me. Like,
yeah.
What do I do?
Yeah.
I also have had a lady call me the arsler, because I wouldn't mix her paint. Keep in mind, I've done just about every department in this store, but the one thing I've never really done is mix paint. I never had the training on it, obviously. I don't look like the type who would know how to do anything in hardware. Literally.
Yeah.
The amount of times I have people come up to me and ask me questions about hardware, and I'm, like, slow blinking at them like I have any fucking clue what they need.
They still do it to both of us.
Yeah.
Like, do I look like I know what anything over there is?
I'm like, a bucket? Like, that, obviously not, but I'm like,
yeah.
What's that for?
Yeah.
People asking for batteries. I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she, like, I was in the makeup department. Keep in mind, makeup was on the other side of the store. She just comes storming up to me. I'm on, like, a ladder, and she's trying to knock me off this ladder.
What the heck?
And she's, like, calling me the arsler, and she's like, there's boys over there talking, and they're not even helping me. And she's like, I've been waiting for 45 minutes. And I'm like, she's like, nobody's paged yet. And I was like, I know that's a lie.
Yeah.
I've heard the page going off for 15 minutes. I was like, ma'am, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I'm not a manager. There's no managers here tonight. I don't know how I can help you. Because she showed up, like, right before closing.
Yeah,
wanting pain, as they do. So I went up front to, the front-end management, and I was like, y'all, somebody needs to answer this damn page.
Yeah.
Nobody's fit helping this woman. She's angry, and I'm kind of scared for my life. I got a shrug.
Yeah.
And they were like, we called somebody, but we don't have anybody to cover it. We don't have anybody who knows how to do it. And I was like, well, somebody's gonna go fucking tell her that, because I'm gonna get the shit beat out of me if I try to go.
Just, I hate those situations, because then it's like leaving it up to you to tell the customer, and it's like, no.
Yeah, it's like, I don't get paid enough.
No.
You get paid more than I do to fix this shit.
Yeah.
Do your goddamn job.
Yeah.
That ain't my problem.
Exactly.
I also had another one, where I was in the makeup department randomly, and I had a man, I think he asked me where some kind of medicine was or something, as they do, because it's, like, all connected.
Yeah.
And he, like, got in my face, like, literally inches from my face, and was, like, trying to spit on me, and was like, you fucking workers, like, store workers, don't know anything, you don't get trained enough, you know, he's like, you need to go back to school, you're too much of an imbecile to know anything, and, like, telling me all these things, and he was, like, super southern and, like, just did not care at all. It was just calling me every name in the book. Like,
yeah.
Words he definitely should not have been allowed to say. Like, there was definitely no words he could have even reclaimed. Like, here's no way he should have been allowed to say it.
Yeah.
And, my reaction was honestly one of my favorite things ever, because you know me. I usually just let people walk all over me.
Yeah.
I don't say anything. But I was already having a bad day. I'd already been crying in the break room for like an hour. And I was like, I am not having it today.
Yeah.
And I literally looked up at this man who's probably 3 foot taller than I am. It felt like. I looked at him and I was like, sir, first off, don't assume that I haven't had more schooling. Because I'll have you know, I'm going to college right now, which I'm sure you've never heard of, and I'm getting a psychology degree. Do you know what that means, sir? Do you know what psychology means? And he is, like, fuming.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, there's no way you could fucking make it through college if you don't even know what this bullshit is. And I was like, yeah, here's the thing. I'm studying psychology. Yeah. It means I get to help people like you learn how to deal with your issues instead of taking it out on minimum wage workers.
Exactly.
Have a nice day, sir. Oh, by the way, if you can't fucking figure out how to find this medicine, then I guess you're not very smart too either.
Oh my God.
Huh. I guess there's this thing called store app that you can look it up on, and that might be very nice to help you. Otherwise, have a good day. And I walked off.
How you didn't get the life beat out of you, I will never know.
I have no idea. He was pissed at me.
Yeah.
Absolutely pissed.
I would say.
My management wasn't going to do shit. They can't fire me. I ran the whole damn store.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's, like, the majority of, like, my actually interesting stories. I know when I, like, one of the first times I came to the store we work at now, somebody, like, I walked in, and apparently somebody had just stolen our card pusher thing. Like, somebody literally loaded it up on a truck and left, and nobody said a damn thing about it, and they just let them do it.
Yeah.
So we were, like, all making jokes that our, like, opposing store was just running at, like, had too many carts and needed the machine.
Yeah.
They, like, they just stopped working.
It's good times, dude.
Oh, yeah, you know, I love the business we work with.
Is that the end of your stories?
Yeah, I think I'm...
Alright, I have plenty of fun ones because I've worked at three different retail places. And so this first one was from a shoe store. And, like, for context, at the shoe store, you do not get any training whatsoever, like, on shoes. Like, you get, like, training on where to put them and how to sell them, but you do not get any training on the shoes whatsoever. So most of the time, if they were asking about a specific type of shoe, I just went and got someone else. I was like, yeah, you know about this, sure.
Yeah.
So this man comes in with his daughter, and they're, like, looking at Uggs, and everything was going well. They were, like, finding the kind that they wanted for the most part. Like, I was like, hey, here's what we have. These are our options, that kind of thing. So he asked me, he's like, what about this, like, super specific type? And it was, like, one of the types of Uggs. And I was like, I don't know, sir. Like, I've never heard of that. Like, I don't even know what that is. Like, we don't sell that here. So this dude starts screaming at me about how, like, I don't know what I'm talking about and everything. I'm like, yeah.
Thank you for making that point.
I'm like, yep, don't know anything about Uggs. Like, but this was the first time I ever cried because of a customer, because he just screamed at me for, like, a solid 15 minutes. And it was, like, it was one of those situations where the daughter looked so upset, and the daughter was, like, mouthing, like, I'm sorry. Like,
the one times I've done that. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, and so it was that, but, like, he was just screaming at me, and he eventually left. But, yeah, all because I didn't know what a super specific type of Uggs were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yep, and so at one of my other stores, where I was actually a team lead at, basically, I was a cashier at that time. And we sold all kinds of stuff, but you kind of just, like, scanned their item and, like, threw it into the bag. Like, that's how it works. Like, it wasn't anything complicated. So this guy had, like, some clothes. It was literally, like, some shirts. It wasn't anything fancy. And I basically just scanned it and put it in the bag. And this guy starts screaming at me because I didn't, like, perfectly fold the clothes. And I'm like, I'm a cashier. I don't even know how to fold that. Like, what do you want from me? And so he, like, took it out super aggressively and, like, folded it exactly the way he wanted it, like, while staring at me and, like, put it in the bag.
Why?
And I was just like, okay.
I literally been like, sir, do you not wash your clothes?
Like, he was talking about how it was disrespectful and everything that I just, like, put it in there. And I was like, my dude, like, I'm just trying to go home. Like, yeah. I don't know, like, why. Yeah, he was so pressed that I didn't perfectly fold all of his clothes before putting it in the bag.
It takes so much time, though.
Yeah, like, why would I sit there for, like, 10 minutes and, like, fold it, like, where every little crease is fine? Like, because, like, I tried to, like, at least, like, fold it over one or two times because it fits in the bag well.
Yeah.
So I even did something like that, but that was, like, definitely not good enough for him.
Oh, no.
So this next one is from when I was a team lead, and basically I had a team of cashiers. they were all older than me, but it kind of felt like a daycare at times. It felt like I was their babysitter, like, because they were always doing stuff. I'm like, no, like, stop.
Don't do that, please.
Yeah. And so, especially this one girl, she was known for always, like, speaking her mind, and her and I had had issues before, because I'm like, you can't say that stuff.
A professional job.
You know? And she's one of the types that would always be on her phone. Like, she would literally be, the customer would be there speaking to her, and she would be looking down and playing on her phone. Like, the amount of times that I said I wanted her fired because of that was insane. Like, it wasn't just, like, a one-time thing where she needed to send a text. It was literally every day.
That makes me so angry.
Yeah.
I feel like that adds on to, like, older people, like, getting on our generation for texting too much at work.
Because she was, like, our age, and, like, she would try to say, she would be like, well, this other manager told me I could be on the phone, like, in between customers. And I'm like, honestly, I'm not going to argue with you. Like, in between customers, whatever. There's a customer up there. Do not do that. Like,
yeah.
So these are already, like, the previous arguments we've had. So I'm standing decently close to her. I'm standing within 10 feet of her. And my job was kind of just to watch everything go down a lot of the times, just to see if they needed help. Well, basically, this lady was being super rude to the cashier, and I was trying to do, like, what I could to help, but there's just rude people. It happens. Yeah. Like, we all have gotten rude people, and I was, like, writing something down. Like, I had to keep track of all of the numbers of the sales for the day and stuff. So I was writing stuff down, and I was watching this interaction go down. And so, basically, she checks out this lady, and, like, the transaction is over, and the lady's daughter comes through, but she doesn't know that that person is this customer's daughter. So, like, this cashier, she's straight up like, man, that lady was a bitch, like, talking about the previous customer, who was this lady's mom, and I'm just, like, standing there, and I'm just, like, horrified. Like, I was literally, like, frozen in place, because I'm like, I know I did not just hear you call this lady a bitch in front of her. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and the daughter honestly took it super well and was like, excuse me? Like, she didn't get super mad. She was just like, what? Like, you know. Like, even if this lady was being rude, you don't just, like, straight up call them a bitch to their face.
Like, that's what you do with your coworkers. Yeah, you break behind, them an hour later.
Behind the thing. So I go up to the person who's above me. And this lady does not put up with anything, ever. Yeah. She's actually the one that we saw today, okay. Whenever we went in. Yeah, and so I'm like, hey, this situation is going down, and I just heard this cashier say this. I'm like, what do I even do? I'm like, how does this get handled? What do you even say? Because you cannot train a person to not call a customer a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, that's impossible. And so, basically, the person who is my boss, after the customers have already left and everything, goes up to this cashier and is like, why did you call this customer a bitch?
Yeah.
And this cashier is just like, she was being a bitch. Like, what are you, like... Like, she just straight up was blaming it all on the customer and saying it was all her fault. And then she was thinking that the customer reported her, and that's how she got in trouble. And I'm just standing there, I'm like, honey, I was 5 feet away.
Yeah, like, if you're gonna do it, at least make sure management isn't anywhere near.
That, and, like, inside the, like, cash office, which is where I spent most of my time, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I could literally see them on the camera. So if something was going down, I would have been able to see it anyway. Like, she wasn't gonna be able to hide it.
But she does not know the logistics of how the store works.
Like, right? Like, she knows that that's a thing. So,
that's
yeah.
That's so funny.
But my cashiers did stuff like that all the time. And I was just standing there like, what are you doing?
Oh my god. Some people really just don't care about their jobs, I guess.
Yeah. The cashiers at that place were, like, insane. Because the management wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, we would have these stupid meetings where the management would be like, you have to listen to Sam. Which I'm like this, I'm literally this 18-year-old kid who just turned 18, like, essentially, like, that's essentially what it was. I'm this child trying to be a team lead to these people, which was part of the problem, but besides the point. So this is a story from the place we work right now, and basically our fitting rooms, like, they're closed and, like, opened at weird times. Like, I don't even know how to describe that.
Yeah.
They were closed through all of the pandemic, and now we're just so short-staffed that they're just never open.
Yeah.
And so it was one of those times where they were, like, they weren't open, like, after 7 o'clock or something. The fitting rooms just were closed. And so there was, like, a sign up that said it and everything. And so I go walking, like, in the general direction of the fitting room, and this lady, it's, like, a lady and her daughter. And this lady is like, hey, like, I need a fitting room. And I'm like, sorry, it's closed. Like, it closed at whatever time. I don't know. And I'm like, it's closed. There's nothing I can do about that. And so this lady just starts stripping. Like, she's in front of the fitting room, and she just strips. She just, like, takes her shirt off. And she's just in her bra, standing there. And so all I did was just turn around and walk away. I was like, I didn't report it or anything. I was like, I do not get paid enough to deal with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just can't put myself in that place of, like, if someone tells you no to a fitting room, that you just strip your clothes off.
Needless to say, I've had that happen.
Yeah, I've had that happen at other jobs, yeah. too. Like, I don't get it.
No, like, the same place, I remember I turned the corner, like, during all the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and this guy was straight up in his underwear, yeah. trying on jeans, and his mom's, like, hovering over him, going, do they fit? And I'm, like, watching him just, like, put his jeans on.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my god, the worker sees you, and I'm like, you think I'm gonna do anything?
Like, do you think I care?
Like I'm literally looking at you, and I was like, it's embarrassing enough that you're doing that. I think that's punishment itself.
Yeah. It's like, I cannot imagine, because, like, all you have to do is buy it and then go home and bring it back yeah. if it doesn't fit. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, it's not like we live, like, work at a store that, like, nobody ever goes to. Yeah. Like, it literally,
it's like the center of town. Eventually. Like, yeah.
You're gonna go there eventually, like.
Yeah, it's so crazy to me.
I don't understand people.
Yeah. So my favorite retail story of all time, it's just my favorite. I don't know why this story cracks me up, especially because, like, for context purposes, this is a job that I was a team lead at. And I'm a little bit anxious, and I was kind of like a neurotic team lead. I always wanted everything to be perfect, and, like, everything had to run smoothly all the time, or I just lost my mind entirely.
Yeah.
And so that's what kind of team lead I was. And so basically, the pickup order system at this store was brand new. They had kind of just rolled it out, and so we were still working out some of the issues, really. But basically, because it was still so new, and because companies are lazy, they hadn't hired anyone, like, just for pickup.
Of course,
like,
not.
Like, you know, certain stores have, like, entire teams that are just pickup. Not that store. So basically, whatever employee that wasn't super busy at the time, front end, you know, like, there was, like, all kinds of different departments. There's a sporting goods store, and so any department, apparel, like, weights, stuff like that, if you weren't busy, you got the pickup order. Like, it's just how it worked. And so you just had to, like, go and fill it, and, like, and it was, like, a complicated process, because you had to, like, do all this stuff on this device, and then you also had to, you had to, like, print out this paper and put it in this specific spot. And no one got trained for this. They were just given a handheld, and were like, yeah, go do the pickup order. So this is all context for how this story happened.
This is awful. No wonder.
Oh, yeah. It was terrible. It was the worst system of my life. And I already hated the system because, like, they would be, like, I would go on the handheld. Someone would come to pick up their order. I would go on the handheld, and it would be, like, it's in, like, stage 8. And I would be, like, okay. And so I would, like, open it up to where 8 is supposed to be, and there's just not a single bag there, and, like, my life would flash before my eyes.
Oh, my God.
Like, I would just be terrified all the time, and I'd be, like, but, like, in situations like that, we always found it. They're, like, oh, sorry, I put it here instead of here, mm-hmm. like, that kind of thing. So this kid, he just never knew what was going on, ever. He worked in, like, the sporting goods section. And so he was the main one that was in charge of, like, pickup orders most days. They kind of, like, informally put him in charge. And so I get a pickup order for this bike. And so this customer comes in, and they're like, hey, like, I need to pick up my bike. This is the last name. I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm like, hey, can someone grab that? I'm talking over the radio to, like, all the employees. I'm like, can someone go grab that? They're like, yeah, sure. And then they're like, hey, Sam. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, we can't find it. And I'm like, excuse me? They're like, do you have it up there? I'm like, what do you mean, do I have it? I'm at customer service, and there's no bike. I'm like, no.
They're like, why would I ask for?
Yeah. And so I walk all the way to the back, which is, like, a long walk. Like,
yeah.
Especially when I'm supposed to be doing other things. So I walk all the way back there to where the bikes are supposed to be for pickup orders. And I'm, like, looking through all of them. So we spend probably a good 15 minutes, like, me and this little team of people. This kid was not there. Looking through, like, the kid who did the pickup order wasn't there, but, like, we're looking through, and that bike is just not there. And so we're, like, looking all over the warehouse at this point. We're like, where did this idiot kid shove this bike?
Yeah, like, like, where did
that's
it
what,
go?
What we were thinking. We were looking at the, like, we were looking for the paperwork. There was no paperwork for it anywhere. Like, we were just looking. And so I start freaking out, and I'm like, hey, store manager, can you come back here? And he's like, I guess. Like, he's super salty about ever having to do his job.
Yeah, of course.
He comes back, and I'm like, hey, his bike is lost. He's like, what do you mean it's lost? I'm like, it's lost.
Like, we can't find it.
So he goes, okay, someone go out onto the floor and see if we have that same kind of bike. That'll solve this problem.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have that bike.
Of course.
So it's just gone. And so I'm, like, hyperventilating at this point. I'm like, what do I tell this customer? I'm the one who has to talk to the customer, not you all. Like, what's going on? I'm, like, freaking out. I'm like, I don't want to tell this customer that we just lost this bike. And it's like, because I've already been yelled at for that kind of thing so many times. Yeah. I'm just like, I don't want to do it anymore.
Which is not your fault that the system is just freaking garbage.
I know, like, the customers would just scream at me, and I'm like, it's new, I'm sorry, I'm trying.
Yeah.
So, I go up to this customer, and I'm like, hey, like, really sorry, I don't know what this kid did. The bike is just gone. Like, yeah. My man, you cannot get this bike.
No.
And so they were cool about it, and they ended up wanting to get, like, another bike that they just, like, got in store. Mm-hmm. But, like, I was in charge of giving out coupons to, like, mad customers. So I just went in and got, like, a huge stack of coupons and just handed it to them. I was like, there you go. It's like,
sorry about the trouble.
I'm so sorry. Don't yell at me, please.
Please don't give us a bad review.
Yeah. I straight up squared up on this kid. He was in the break room that whole time. I didn't find out until later. Yeah. So he's in the break room as we're talking about how we're losing this bike. And so I go back to the break room, like, where'd you put the bike?
Did you ever find it?
It was just gone forever.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I thought I put it over here, like, whatever. Yeah, we never found that stupid bike. And so that stuff started happening, like, at weird times. Like, there was, like, a whole treadmill that happened with, too.
That's so weird.
We never found it. My best guess as to what happened is he said that he completed the order, so it showed us as, like, not having it in stock anymore or whatever, because, like, he completed the order and printed out the paperwork. Maybe. I don't even know if he got that far. But I'm guessing he left it out on the floor, and so someone bought it.
Yeah.
That's our best guess as to what can happen. But, yeah, that happened with multiple different things. But me, like, just freaking out in this warehouse, being like, how do you lose a bike? It was iconic.
I just think the treadmill's worse.
The treadmill, that was bad too. The bike, it was funny because it was the first time.
Yeah.
With the treadmill, I was like, again?
It was like the bike accident in 1983.
I'm pretty sure the bike or the treadmill, like, we ended up, like, having that one or something, because I remember it wasn't as big of a deal.
Okay.
But the bike, oh my lord, it was the worst. Like, us not having it on the floor, I was like, are you kidding me?
You know, that reminds me, I have a story like that,
mm-hmm.
where we had, so they hang, like, the reject bikes
mm-hmm.
up at the top, and nobody ever explained that to me.
Oh, really?
I was, like, almost to the point of being a manager, right? Like, so I knew everything about that store.
Is that, like, our store? Like...
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. No. I was like, whoa.
When you walk in the back and they have those bikes hanging on the ceiling,
those
are the reject bikes.
I didn't know that.
We can't sell those.
Yeah.
And the back room is, like, right next to where our shoe department was.
Uh-huh.
So I was resetting mods because I didn't have a manager, so I was doing everything.
Yeah.
And this lady comes up to me. She's like, I've been waiting for, like, 25 minutes. Can you look and see if you have this bike for me? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's no problem. So, which I have no fucking clue anything about pikes. Pikes are confusing.
Yeah.
So she, like, I take a picture off of her phone of, like...
Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.